At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today. The official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Mackenzie Milton, the great story with Florida State, their quarterback, will join us coming up here shortly. Chip Kelly, UCLA head coach, fresh off the win against LSU, will join us as well. Phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Keep in mind, we got college football. For you college football fans, you can stream Notre Dame and Toledo exclusively on Peacock Saturday, 2:30 Eastern. Don't miss a moment of the action. Go to peacocktv.com and sign up. McLovin, do we have a poll question from the first hour?
I put up a poll question hour one based on some of the things you were saying. I want you to guess the results. Who is more likely to return to the Super Bowl? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm going to say Tampa because there's not as much competition.
Yeah, people voted Chiefs, 58% actually. It's
okay.
Close.
Okay.
I'm surprised. I would have thought Tampa.
Well, everybody back. Buffalo has, I think, almost everybody back. Is that a good thing when you have everybody back? We assume it is, but then sometimes you like... I love that the Buccaneers... They took Tryon out of Washington. I like adding something else in there. The receiving core, you know, Godwin's injured. I expect a lot out of Mike Evans. I don't know what I get out of Antonio Brown. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Gronk. You got some running backs. Is the offensive line going to be really good again? We know the defense is good. I mean, this might be a defensive first team, as we saw in the Super Bowl. Kansas City. Wide receiving core, how much depth do you have there? You got a new offensive line. Is the defense good enough? You know, everybody has questions attached to them. And even trying to rubber stamp Buffalo is, yeah, Buffalo, they're going to be great again. I don't know. I think Josh Allen was more valuable to his team than just about anybody else. Now, Aaron Rodgers was wonderful, but I just thought what Josh Allen did for an offense that I didn't think was a great offense. Now, he had Stephon Diggs, but I didn't think the offensive line was great. Running game, you know, now you're hoping that defense is going to be formidable, and you're in a pretty tough division because the Jets will be improved. I don't know if they're going to knock somebody off and surprise you. Miami is good. New England will be good. Buffalo has a chance to be elite. But there are some really good teams in the AFC. Cleveland can be really good. Baltimore, maybe. They've had the injuries, though. So I think it's hard to handicap that and go, definitely Kansas City is going back to the Super Bowl. I would just say Tampa because I don't think there's more than four teams in the NFC that can go to the Super Bowl, where it feels like there's a little bit more top-end competition for Kansas City. Yeah, Paul.
Packers last year led the NFL in scoring at 509 points. I think you always think that they need more on offense, or they need more help on offense. They scored 509 points last year. Only two teams scored over 500.
Well, I think that that's where you look at, and this could be Aaron Rodgers, and it probably is. They have a good group of wide receivers. You got a good running back, and the offensive line is good. It comes down to the secondary. You know, secondary missed out on some plays, but it's been the secondary. You know, do you have anybody on defense that you go, I can count on those players to come up big in a big game? Yeah, McClub.
I heard some analytics guy saying regression in the mean with Tampa Bay, like they had no injuries in the postseason, and the odds of doing that 2 years in a row is proven not to be likely. So injuries. I mean, I know you're talking about your prediction, but injuries are such a huge factor.
Yeah, and now you add an extra game. I mean, at some point, Tom Brady is not Tom Brady. I would never bet against him, but at some point where you go, okay, now we're starting to see that he is not as quick with a release or his arm not as strong or he's not processing the game. I don't know. At some point. Although, it's not like a Max Kellerman where I said it 6 years ago that Tom's, you know, fallen off a cliff. I went, oh, those hot takes, they can come back and burn you. Yeah. But I'll make my Super Bowl prediction tomorrow on the program. Mackenzie Milton, Florida State quarterback, had quite a weekend, even though Florida State lost that game in overtime to Notre Dame. And sort of the backstory, we had him on the show 3 years ago. He was at Central Florida, and you know, he was there with Scott Frost, and this was that great resurgence with that program, and he was electric, quarterback out of Hawaii, and then he got injured, devastating injury. And they thought at some point they might have to amputate his right leg, and then he had surgery after surgery, seven surgeries, there was an infection in there, and I just thought, you know what? He's probably going to be a coach somewhere. And then all of a sudden, this ghost reappeared on the sidelines with Florida State. And I go, oh my gosh, Mackenzie Milton is on the sidelines there with Florida State. But he joins us now. You know, I know it's been a long journey, but let me go back to Jordan Travis's helmet comes off in the game, and then you go in. But when you go in, do you think you're in there for longer than one play?
I truly didn't know. I didn't know what, you know, the coach's thought process was in that situation. But, you know, we went in there, called a pass play, a little smash concept, and, you know, I threw the corner route. After we hit a big play, I figured, you know, I'd stay in because usually we like to go tempo after we get a first down. So, you know, I just stayed in there and, you know, roll with it.
And then momentum, energy, you get adrenaline going. How important was that for you, and did at any point you think about your knee, your leg?
Yeah, I think, you know, always getting that first completion and always getting that first down is important anytime you're trying to get in a rhythm. So I think that was big to, you know, hit that first route to Ja'Kai and just get the sticks moving. And then, you know, I think the first time I got tackled, you know, I kind of got bent up a little. And obviously I felt like them tackle on my leg, but, you know, I felt fine. I didn't feel anything twins. I didn't feel anything like uncomfortable. So, you know, I felt good out there. Felt good running, cutting, sliding. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be back out there.
Do you realize how tough it was on your parents watching?
Yeah, I know my mom was she doesn't really want me playing football. You know, she wants me to get into coaching already, but I think you can only you can only truly understand, you know, if you go through it and, you know, you play this game and you love this game to come back from something like I did. And that's really any injury, any tough injury that you go through. Kind of takes a twisted individual that, you know, likes to go through pain and likes to just loves this game so much. They'll put their body to through extremely tough things to play this game at a high level.
How many times did you say I can't do it?
I don't think I ever said I can't do it. There is definitely times that I said, I don't know if I can do this, just in terms of, whether it be out at practice and, you know, my leg would just be killing me, like a 10 out of 10 pain, or just days that I didn't feel like doing it. But, you know, I had great teammates, great people pushing me through my rehab. You know, obviously you got to have some internal motivation, but having those people around you, that those right support systems, makes all the difference. And, you know, that's what I've had from my time at UCF to my time here. Just everybody pushing me to help me reach my goals that I set for myself, and that was to play football again.
What was the worst day you had?
Definitely, you know, getting my infection, because I was progressing to a point where I probably would have been on track to, you know, be back on the football field and really in 2020, playing at that point. But, you know, it was about 4 months out of my initial like reconstruction surgery. My range of motion was great. I was back in the weight room doing things way ahead of schedule. And then I got an infection, which resulted in like four more surgeries. So that was the hardest day and just the hardest process of just like basically starting from square one in rehab and in terms of getting flexion in my knee and just basically setting me back 18 months really to get back to where I wanted to get to. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, life throws you some curveballs sometimes. And, you know, I had to sit in that batter's box and, you know, wait on the right pitch. And, you know, here I am. September 5th, 2021 was the day that was meant for me to step back out there, and I felt great doing it.
Did you ever talk to Alex Smith?
Alex texted me, I think when I got cleared to start practicing last year, and that was really cool, just being able to watch him last year go through. And, you know, he probably had it worse than me with what he went through. So just seeing him come back, seeing guys like Jalen Smith, guys like Teddy Bridgewater. Obviously, you know, some of theirs weren't to the extent of probably Alex and I, but they still went through it. You know what I mean? They went through that rehab. They went through what they had to and got the playing at an elite level. So seeing guys like that just gave me all the motivation in the world that I could do something of that nature.
When you go back to the injury, what did you realize at the time?
I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad just seeing my leg dangling like that. I knew it wasn't like a normal ACL or anything like that. Obviously, having to rush to the hospital kind of gives you some concerns and stuff like that. And waking up with, you know, external fixator, metal bars 2-3 feet sticking out of your leg is just like, it's humbling, you know what I mean? Having to go from, you know, really feeling like you're the best player at any game on the field to not being able to walk for an extended amount of time, really like 6 months. And, you know, that's just a humbling feeling. It puts things into perspective. And then when you get back to the point where I'm at, being able to run, jump, cut, and play the game you love again, it makes it all the more sweet.
We're talking to Mac Milton, and you got Jacksonville State this weekend. Who's starting?
Yes, I'm not sure. That's a question for the head ball coach. My NIL earnings, that's out of my pay grade.
You're turning 24 in October. How much grief do you get from your 18, 19-year-old teammates?
Man, too much. They're on my butt all the time. Like, what was this, your 8th, 10th year of college? But it's all good fun, man. I love being in the locker room. I love being around the guys. It's there's nothing like it.
You going to be a coach when you're done?
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Are you going to stay at Florida State?
I'm not sure. Wherever the opportunities present themselves, you know, I feel like, you know, I've made some great connections and have had great insight from, you know, Coach Norvell to Coach Frost to Coach Heupel. So learn from great offensive minds, and I feel like the tools I learned from them will equip me wherever I go.
See, the problem with you coaching, though, Mac, is whenever you have an injury, then they're going to – like, they can't get any sympathy from you.
Look, it's hard for me to feel sorry for people, like, when they get hurt. You know, I have empathy for them going through that rehab process. But to me, it's a mindset and how you attack it. So, whenever my teammates go through it, I'm always there, you know, trying to pick them up and support them. But, you know, that's the cards that they were dealt, and that's the cards that I was dealt. So everybody's got their battles to fight, and, you know, I had mine. And, you know, we got some guys going through some things right now. So to me, when I'm a coach, I'm going to support them through and through, just like my coaches did me.
I asked this to Alex Smith. I said, nobody ever asked you about your good leg. So let me ask you about, how's your good leg, Mac?
Honestly, sometimes it probably gives me more problems than the one I hurt. So,
do you have a bionic right leg?
Yeah, I got a Terminator leg on that side. Yeah.
Well, congrats. It's a great story, but it's not done. And I know you can't be satisfied by just making a little cameo against Notre Dame. But
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good luck to Jordan there with that competition, because I'm sure you'll be you'll have your helmet on for every game ready to go in. But hey, congrats, Mac. It's a great story, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate you.
That's Mackenzie Milton, Florida State quarterback. A lot of attitude on that guy. I mean, you have a chance to really talk about your comeback and make it about you, but he doesn't. He hasn't. I wonder who you start this next game. Yeah, Paulie.
You're right, though, when you pointed out the coverage with the mom and dad on the sidelines and the stands. The dad seemed like energized. My son's in the game. Mm. Let's go. Let's get this first down. And it felt like mom was, I don't know what the right word is, not at all happy that her son was in the game. Both happy and terrified simultaneously.
Well, I don't think mom wanted him to try to play football again.
No.
And even when he was playing football, I don't know if she was through. That's one of those where you sort of watch out of one eye. You put your hands over your eyes, and then you're like, ugh. But that's pretty powerful moment there. Chip Kelly will join us coming up, UCLA head coach, following the win against LSU. And we'll get to phone calls. Got our poll question there. Anything else we need to mention? Are we staying with the same poll question, McLovin?
Yeah, I sort of just put it up. Who is more likely to return, the Chiefs or the Bucks? We have a couple baseball polls for later in the show as well.
Oh, okay. We'll save that. We'll take a break. Coming up on 17 after the hour, this is The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all, but that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net. or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll check in with Chip Kelly. That'll be coming up in about 10 minutes. By the way, this game against LSU was scheduled back in 2014. So 7 years ago, Jim Mora was the coach and Les Miles was at LSU. You imagine you're Chip Kelly and you're trying to get this program back, and all of a sudden you look at your schedule and you go, all right, open up with Hawaii, and then, oh gosh, we got LSU. Now look where he is today, beating LSU. They got Fresno State coming up, and Fresno State is no pushover. Fresno State is a good team, and Oregon had a hard time putting them away. Yeah, Paul.
If you were a star player or a star quarterback, I don't know, high school quarterback in the Los Angeles area, how much pull would you feel from USC and UCLA versus the heavyweights in other areas of the country?
Well, why is Los Angeles losing these quarterbacks?
Because USC and UCLA aren't signing them.
Yeah, Bryce Young's in Alabama. GJU is at Clemson.
Matt Corral
is at Ole Miss. JT Daniels was at USC. But, you know, Keaton Slovis is a kid out of Arizona. But why aren't you keeping these quarterbacks in town? Because it used to be, you're like, which ones do we want? In fact, let's have a couple of them on the roster here. And USC normally would get those quarterbacks here. Yeah, McLovin.
It reminds me a little bit. Remember we had all those Texas quarterbacks on who tried to convert to safety at University of Texas? So Texas lost all their star quarterbacks?
Yeah, RG3, Johnny Manziel.
Well, those two in particular. Yeah. Heisman.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think that's what UCLA and USC are doing. They're not trying to convert these guys to safety.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, Paul.
It feels like USC still has that brand, though. You know, UCLA has good seasons and average seasons, but USC, despite their record, they don't have the coach who's like a household name, though. Clay Helton's a good coach. They seem to be doing well, but they don't have the household name guys anymore.
And, you know, you can look at who UCLA has now, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who fits Chip's style of offense as to why they're having success. But, you know, really, the most amazing thing to me was the physicality of UCLA's team against LSU. And we may look back on that LSU national title with Joe Burrow as an aberration here. I mean, normally you think LSU and you think they're going to be there. Didn't You don't get that feeling this year. It certainly didn't have it last year. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. The college rankings, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma, A&M, and Clemson. Chip Kelly was asked about if he cared about being ranked, and he said, no, not in September. It doesn't mean anything. And he's right. You just don't want to get too far. It's let me put it this way. It's better to be ranked than not ranked, but where you're ranked, you just don't want to get too far down. And then when it gets to November, December, you're trying to move up, maybe get into the playoffs or play in a different bowl game. And a lot of times, you know, what happens with these bowl games is they start picking who they want to be in their bowl games if you're not playing for the national championship. What other poll questions do we have, McLovin?
Okay, Derek Jeter's going into the Hall, finally.
Mm.
We have a couple whose career would you want?
Can you remember a more quiet Hall of Fame moment in baseball history? For one of the more marquee players in baseball history in Derek Jeter. Like, it's like, by the way, Derek Jeter's getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. I mean, not a lot of fanfare, and I know that it was postponed due to pandemic, but they usually do this in July. Here we are in September. Yeah, McLovin.
Okay, so there's two angles you could go. You could go the baseball angle and compare him to other luminaries from his era, or you could go on the ladies' man angle.
Mm.
And really, the only person we could put up against him who stayed out there for a long time, Paulie.
Here's the question. Whose career would you want in every sense of it? Derek Jeter or Leonardo DiCaprio? You are a household name baseball player, a Yankee, a legend. You have immortality, and so does Leo in the Hollywood world. Similar career paths? Stars when they're young. Mm-hmm. One's married.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tough one.
Well, Leo can do this the rest of his life. Everything. The rest of his life. and he's always going to be acting. Like Derek Jeter's in the front office. And, you know, he's in the front office of a team that nobody really cares about. You're a Yankee. Immortal. Leo is, that's Hollywood immortal. Immortality. I would probably go Leo because I can still do what I'm famous for doing. Acting.
I thought you were going to
do that. For the rest of my life, I can do that. Yes, yes, Eden.
Which one of them is more respected by their peers?
For the craft.
Yes, in baseball. In the baseball community, is Derek Jeter respected? And in the acting community, is Leonardo DiCaprio?
I would think, you know, Jeter has an old school type feel to him. Now, he's not flamboyant. He did it the right way. He was big in big games. He won championships. Leo, a variety of roles. He's only got one Academy Award, I believe, for Revenant. Yes, he.
But Derek Jeter was, you know, the whole, he was never the best shortstop on his own team. Thing. He does get the knock of being overrated.
He was never MVP.
Underappreciated.
Do you think that he's actually underrated?
Yes, he's actually underrated.
Yes, Todd.
I think I'll take the sports fame. Also, I know he's acting for real, but Leonardo DiCaprio is an actor. He's portraying other people, fictitious or not. Derek Jeter is doing real things as Derek Jeter, if you want to look at it that way. He's like a real person doing real things associated to Derek Jeter, as opposed to someone acting as other people.
Okay. Although, as an actor, a thespian.
A great actor. But
thank you.
Derek Jeter is a real person.
Oh, I thought you said I was a great actor. Yeah. By the way, two more movies with Sandler. I got to be up to around 22 movies now, I think.
In Memoriam?
Oh, I got to be. When I die, Academy Award night, In Memoriam, I got to get my face up there. Got to. Yes, McLovin.
How about, I think you might get the Emmys. I don't know if you're going to get the Oscars.
You know what? Maybe I get slighted. Therefore, the next day, that's when you guys come to my rescue. And then you start this grassroots, you know, like protest.
Yes. He's got $15 billion box office.
I know. I know. Actors always say, oh, you know how much my movies have earned at the box office? I mean, I'm up there for a couple of billion dollars, I think. Like, I mean, I am. I've been involved in movies that have made a couple billion dollars. Yes, Paul.
So let's say 20 years from now, you kick and, you know, you're in the in memoriam and they go in alphabetical order. And I said, Dan Patrick, Meryl Streep. Yeah. I mean, if there's always a chance.
Well, Meryl's not going to get in memoriam. She'd get something.
She gets her own.
They would name something. They'd name, oh, you know, the Oscar after her. Yes, yes, McClellan.
You maybe you'll get Golden Globes or a SAG Awards or something.
Well, they're definitely SAG. That's for sure. The SAG Awards. Yeah. All right, so we'll talk to Coach Kelly. I guess I would take Leo because you still get to do that. Jeter doesn't get to go down on the field and play anymore. And Leo still gets those moments. Those, by the way, if you've never seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape, I think it's Leo's best acting. And you got Johnny Depp in there. But I think that What's Eating Gilbert Grape, I thought that Leonardo DiCaprio was spectacular. Yes, Paul.
Going back to this thing, Leo DiCaprio never does it in front of a crowd. I don't know if he's in plays that often, but he does his entire craft in a lot with a set and crew. He doesn't perform in front of thousands of people. Yeah. There's something to be said for playing baseball over acting.
Oh, I get it. But he doesn't get to do that anymore. So Leo doesn't get to play in front of crowds, but millions of people are in the crowds to watch him perform. It's just they're not doing it live. He should show up at the theater. Yes, McClellan.
I think, so Leo sort of has a second career as an environmental activist. I think it's actually his first career now. And yeah. Jeter's running the Marlins.
Yeah.
I think Leo's having a little more success than Jeter right now. Because is it possible the Marlins will taint Jeter's winning legacy a little bit?
Oh, I think it's pretty strong legacy that even that.
Kind of like Jordan with the.
Yeah, with the basketball. Wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even with the Hornets. Yeah, Paul.
Whole question, tougher job, stopping global warming, getting the Marlins a title.
They're question. Interrelated, weirdly enough.
I'd say the Marlins probably trying to get them a title.
Global warming.
Yeah, global warming. All right. Yeah, but you try to get the Marlins to the World Series, try that again. Our boy Don Mattingly still slugging through them. We're waiting on Chip Kelly. What else do we have, McClellan?
Okay, the real baseball poll.
Okay.
Would you rather have these careers? Which one of these careers? Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, who is, as we recall, the first 100% Hall of Fame vote, I believe. Or one of the. Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr., Ricky Henderson for Seton, or Cal Ripken Jr.?
And I don't think there's an obvious answer there. I mean, Ricky was the most amazing athlete out of all those guys. Because I think Ricky could have been a defensive back or a running back in football. Cal Ripken's immortal. Out of all of those players, nobody is the best at their position the way Mariano was. Yes, McClellan.
You got to be the kid. You got to be Griffey Jr., the most popular of that group, I would say.
But he had sort of a Pujols-like career. That first half, well, without winning titles, but first half, he was incredible. And then the second half, you know, he was injury play. It was just the way Ken Griffey Jr. played. And did you see the standing ovation for Albert Pujols last? This is why I talk about St. Louis fans. They're the nicest fans. Albert Pujols comes in. They give him a 40-second standing ovation. He hits a home run. Yadier Molina is crying behind home plate when Pujols comes to the plate. Do you think Yadi goes, fourth pitch, fastball? Because he homered on the fourth pitch. I'm not saying he did it. I'm just saying maybe there's a possibility. Chip Kelly, fourth year at UCLA, and 2-0. Beat Hawaii and LSU, and Coach joins us on the program. Coach, congratulations. How did you celebrate after the win against LSU?
We went home because it was a night game, so there wasn't a lot of celebration. And you got to play the late games here on the West Coast. Got to get your sleep, so we had to be back in the next day and grade the film. So just went home after the game.
That's it? Nothing?
Nah, it's game two.
Well, okay, it feels like this was a big win. Did it feel like a big win to you?
It did. I think the Rose Bowl was electric. You know, obviously, you're playing a team from LSU and, you know, the SEC West, and, you know, the reputation that they have and what a good football program it is. So our guys were excited about it.
But also, I was sort of surprised at the physicality of your team against a team from the SEC. We normally see it the other way around. How important was it to try? I mean, you guys pushed them around, certainly in the running game. Were you surprised at that?
Yeah, I mean, that's just what we are, you know, and you don't know. I don't think we were surprised, but I that's what we have to do to win. You know, that's our strength. We've got a veteran offensive line coming back. We have two really physical running backs. So we knew going into the game for us to have any success on the offensive side of the ball, we're going to have to run it. And then our play action pass was really successful coming off of that. But that's kind of who we are. You know, we're not going to try to, because we have an opponent in here, like, hey, let's line up and no backs the whole game and throw the ball over the joint. You know, that's not what we do. And it's really, the test is we do what we do, they do what they do, and then you see if it works. And we were fortunate to come out on top.
But when did you decide that you wanted this style of offense as opposed to what everybody else is trying to do in college football? And that's, you know, five wide and let's just fling it around.
Yeah. You know, when I left college, we were basically five wide flinging it around and had shiny helmets. And then when I came back to college, everybody had it. So maybe just being a contrarian, let's go the other way. But it was also a byproduct of the players that we had here. When I got here, there were a lot of tight ends. So let's exploit them. When I was in the NFL, I had Zach Ertz and Brent Celek. We were in 12 personnel a lot in the NFL. So I learned a lot about playing with multiple tight ends. We're just trying to play to our strengths. And we've got a good group of those guys. And we have two tough, hard-nosed physical running backs. So it fits us right now.
And I wonder about that would we see this, like basketball, everybody shoots the three. And I wonder if somebody's going to be contrarian and go, hey, you're going to have to stop us inside. Having a running team as opposed to everybody, you know, defensive players are not as big as they once were. They're, you know, speed, you got to cover everybody. And I wondered about that with college football. Are you trying to exploit that you see an opening here?
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, a lot of people, ourselves included, have put more speed on the field on the defensive side of the ball. But if you put more speed on the field, you sacrifice some size. So then what is the matchup that you're trying to exploit? You know, if they're small, you want to go big, and if they're big, you want to go small. So the key is having the ability to do both, you know, and whatever the situation dictates, you can do it. And I think that's what the good teams do. You know, you look at Alabama, who's probably the top team in the country. You know, last year they threw the heck out of the ball with Mac Jones and all those receivers, but they could run the heck out of the ball with Najee Harris also. So they have, if you have the ability to do both, I think that's what makes you elite. So I think that's what we're all striving for. Good coaches, good teams, they play to their strengths. And obviously our running game right now is a strength for us.
Do you wish you were playing this weekend?
I do. I mean, I wish we played every day, to be honest with you. but obviously the nature of the game, you know, it's not baseball. You only get 12 opportunities. We did get an early game, and that was beneficial to us. I think you grow the most between your first game and your second game. The fact that it was our second and their first was an advantage for us. But because we played a week zero game, you're going to have to get another bye in there. And our first bye occurs this week. So we'll use this as an improvement week. We're out in the field in about an hour. We'll get a couple training sessions in this week and then get ready for a really good Fresno team who played Oregon really close this past weekend.
He's Chip Kelly, UCLA head coach, joining us, Dan Patrick Show. You know, you're there in Hollywood, you know, all these actors, famous people. You get mistaken for anybody?
Jackie Chan. No, I don't think I get mistaken for anybody. Maybe an older Vanilla Ice. I don't think so. I don't. Thank goodness.
You could be a Farley brother.
Okay. They're funny.
They are.
I'm not as funny as those guys. I could laugh. I would be like the Farley brother that just laughs while the other guys tell jokes.
Are you funny in practice?
It depends on my mood. I can be sarcastic in practice, which is my Northeast upbringing. I think I'm funny. Now, someone else may not think I'm funny.
Because Alabama players talk about Nick Saban, and they say he's funny in practice.
Yeah, I would think it depends on who the player is.
Or Belichick. You know, Belichick, the players who play for him, like, Bill, he's got a great sense of humor.
He does have a great – I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions in this world, because everybody judges Bill by his sound bites with the media. But as a person, and when you visit with Bill, I mean, he's one of the most intelligent, well-thought-out, sharp people I've ever met in my entire life. So I can see that. Bill's got a great sense of humor.
But does he crack you up? Like, how does it work though, Chip? When you're out at dinner or you're, you know, what happens?
It's just, I think people have a perception and then there's the reality. And I think he's really sharp. It's a dry wit. And a lot of times it's coming out of left field because there's could be a serious conversation going on and you're like, did he just say that? And it's hilarious, but he's really, really smart. And it's intelligent humor. It's pretty funny.
But can you talk football when you go to dinner with Belichick?
Yeah, I think you can talk football 24/7 with Bill. So the conversation always goes back to that. But then it changes when he'll tell you about his trips and where he's been and what he's done. You know, he's not just a football guy 24/7, but he may be one of the world's most interesting man if you get a chance to visit and talk with him.
but he's never going to let that happen, though, Chip.
Yeah, that's what makes him
interesting. You have no sissy blue shirt on today, I see.
I just heard about that yesterday. So I do a lot because those are our school colors, I guess. So we do wear those shirts a lot. That's part of what we show up to on home games. So I think it was funny. I think people have had fun with it. There's a lot of banter that goes on when you walk into stadiums. I've learned that it's better just to not say anything and get into the locker room. But Coach O can handle himself. So I worry about that fan. He better make sure he's careful what he says. I wouldn't want to tackle with O.
Well, the joke is funnier when you win. So it's
a, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks. Congratulations on the win against LSU. Great to see you. We've come a long way since I had you on during COVID, and we didn't know what the hell was going on with college football, and it seems like a long time ago.
It does. I was in a submarine for about 16 months, and the only time I ever came up from air was to talk to you guys, and it's good to finally be out of the submarine and back out with fans in the stands and back to some sense of normalcy. So it's good. It's good. We just got to keep this thing rolling.
Thank you, Coach. Great to talk to you again.
All right, Dan. Take care. Thank you.
That's Chip Kelly, UCLA head coach. Got the week off, and then they got Fresno State. We'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sources close to me tell me that Chip Kelly did celebrate a little bit after the win against LSU. Maybe a watering hole in Manhattan Beach. Allegedly, sources close to me tell me. I would celebrate. That's a big win. That's his signature win so far. Last hour, we were talking about hot coaches in the NFL, as you would come to expect on this program. And, you know, we had our taste in hot guys NFL-wise. We got some tweets about this. Dan in New Berlin, dude, Matt LaFleur has to be on the list. Half of Wisconsin's wives have him on their hall pass list. this is from Shonda. You're kidding me, right? Being a female in Cleveland, I can honestly say that you could hear ovaries dropping when...
What?
That's what she says.
You can hear that?
You could hear ovaries dropping when Kevin Stefanski was named new coach of the Browns. That might be the first ovaries mention on this show.
I'll check back.
Okay. Thank you, Paulie. Denise sends in a tweet, Matt LaFleur, but now he has competition in Robert Saleh. This is from Mel, Melissa. It's absolutely not Gruden. Is Paulie okay?
Again, I'm respecting his earlier work.
These are women who are speaking, Paul.
I trust them.
Okay. Let's see. Here's another one. Does it have to be current? Jeff Fisher's mustache has to put him on the list. Brianna says Kyle Shanahan and Cliff Kingsbury.
You know, we left Kyle Shanahan out of the original discussion, although he was implied in the NFC West hotness.
Implied.
Let's see. Here's another one. Can we please get either a hot coach draft or hot guys of sports draft? Maybe hot guys of sports non-player draft, coaches, broadcasters, front office. Do we want to do a hot coaches draft here?
If we include European soccer coaches, we're going to be here for a week.
Yeah. I don't even know how we got on that, by the way. Yesterday, I was railing on the Texans and maybe the media. I don't know anything more about Deshaun Watson. Going back to February about his playing status, we found out some things off the field. There's more reports about that, but he's probably not going to be deposed until next February. And I thought, okay, is he a healthy scratch? Why is he not playing for the Texans this year? Yes, Tom.
And why aren't the reporters, I don't want to call it all of the Houston Texans media, and Paul, you said this a number of times too, why can't they ask more direct questions and get something out of them on record? Like, we're all wondering this. Why can't they be asked, the head coach, ask the general manager, why is he not playing?
Yeah, just pin him down just to say, okay, he's healthy, right? He's not a distraction, right? You've said that. So who is benching Deshaun Watson? Is he benching himself? Are you paying him for a guy who doesn't want to play for the organization? I'm confused. Is the league involved in this? Nick Caserio is the GM for the Texans. He had this to say on Sports Radio 610 this morning.
Nick, Deshaun Watson's on the 53-man roster. What's the plan for him this Sunday?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to play. So I think our focus is on getting ready for Jacksonville. And we've talked about it. It's really day to day. So we'll, you know, we'll take it one day at a time. But I wouldn't anticipate him playing on Sunday. And, you know, we'll recalibrate here as we go.
Okay, well, why is he not playing? Nick, why is he not playing? Who made that decision for him not to play? I can't. I'm just surprised. Now, you can say, and maybe they don't want to say, but I still would want to know if I'm a reporter in there. Is it bad optics for the organization? We both agree that it's best that he does not play right now. Like if you say that, at least we have an answer. We both agree this is not the best time for him to play. We're still trying to sort out everything. But he's at practice. Why have him on the field at all? You said he's not a distraction. But then he must be a distraction if he plays. Yeah, Paul.
You almost want to ask the question, why is your eligible to play healthy star quarterback not starting this weekend? And see if he could answer that. He's eligible to play. People say, well, he's being charged with this. No, not yet. He hasn't been charged with anything. He's still eligible by the league, by the team, by everybody, unless there's something we don't know.
And I don't know if the league's involved in this, behind the scenes, saying We don't want him on the field, not with everything that's hanging over him. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm starting to wonder about 2022, because if he's out to post till February, I mean, we're talking like a 3-year trial. Why? What's the end game here?
Well, the end game would be settling.
But, you know, it's, both sides have said we're not going to settle now. They've said that for now. I don't know. There could be a negotiation.
Well, it's like, you know, somebody's not getting traded. Ben Simmons isn't getting traded until he gets traded. It's at some point you go, okay, I'm going to blink. I'm going to call your bluff. What is the price tag? Are you willing to pay that? Final hour coming up. We'll talk to a college coach who refuses to punt. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.